Bailey felt cold. Not at all, Partner Elijah. They live completely apart and never see one another, except under the most extraordinary circumstances. Hermits? In a way, yes. In a way, no. What does that mean? Agent Gruer visited you yesterday by trimensional image. Solarians visit one another freely that way and in no other way. Bailey stared at Daniil. He said, Does that include us? Are we expected to live that way?
It is the custom of the world.
Then how do I investigate this case? If I want to see someone
from this house, Partner Elijah, you can obtain a trimensional view of anyone on the planet. There will be no problem. In fact, it will save you the annoyance of leaving this house. It was why I said when we arrived that there would be no occasion for you to feel it necessary to grow accustomed to facing the outdoors. And that is well. Any other arrangement would be most distasteful to you.
I'll judge what's distasteful to me, said Bailey. First thing today, Daniil, I get in touch with the Gladiah woman, the wife of the murdered man. If the trimensional business is unsatisfactory, I will go out to her place personally. It's a matter for my decision.
We shall see what is best and most feasible, Partner Elijah, said Daniil noncommittally. I shall arrange for breakfast.
He turned to leave. Bailey stared at the broad, robotic back and was almost amused. Daniil Olivaugh acted the master. If his instructions had been to keep Bailey from learning any more than was absolutely necessary, a trump card had been left in Bailey's hand. The other was only our Daniil Olivaugh, after all. All that was necessary was to tell Gruer or any Solarian that Daniil was a robot and not a man. And yet, on the other hand, Daniil's pseudo-humanity could be of great use, too. A trump card need not be played at once. Sometimes it was more useful in the hand. Wait and see, he thought, and followed Daniil out to breakfast. Bailey said, Now how does one go about establishing trimensional contact?
It is done for us, Partner Elijah, said Daniil,
and his finger sought out one of the contact patches that summoned robots. A robot entered at once.
Where do they come from? Bailey wondered.
As one wandered aimlessly about the uninhabited maze that constituted the mansion, not one robot was ever visible.